Our next guest has starred in some wonderful motion pictures, including A Few Good Men and also Grumpy Old Men. His latest is called A Few Grumpy Old Men. It's called The Usual Suspects. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kevin Pollak. Here we go, Kevin. You know who is here? Welcome to the show, by the
way.
I hope you had
a
great summer. Enjoy the complimentary beverage.
Thank you.
Now, you know, who was here a couple of nights ago was... that's...
something.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey, one of the co-stars of this movie,
is
The Usual Suspect. Yeah, and that's right. Now, he was doing
Johnny Carson.
He was doing his impression of Johnny
Carson.
That's
exactly right. Now, his is very high. He's a young, frisky Johnny.
A frisky Johnny.
Mine's a little more mellow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know this or not, Dave. You haven't been out in Los Angeles now for a while. We had a little rain last week.
Oh, is that right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
In fact, it rained very hard in Beverly Hills.
How hard did it rain?
I'm so glad you asked. It rained so hard, Joan Collins' face slipped from its foundation.
Oh, no. Now, while you and your friend, I assume you guys are friends.
Well, okay. All right.
You and Kevin Spacey were working on the film, The Usual Suspects. Did you get together and do Carson for one another?
We did the Dueling Johnnies, and then, of course...
The Dueling Johnnies, the Frisky Johnny.
That's right. The Frisky, the tennis-playing Johnny. We did all the Johnnies. And, of course, Gabriel Byrne, who's also in this cast.
Fine actor.
Damn fine, brooding Irish actor. Would come over and say, "What's that you're doing there? What's that now?" That's Johnny Carson. Is that right? Now, how do you do that, then? You just say, "That's weird." That's weird. No. Not even close, Gabriel. And he would end up saying, "My name is Michael Caine." That was the only one.
Well, so, you know, you're getting credit for that. That's
all he
can
do, yeah.
Sure. Now, when Kevin was on the show, there's an unusual twist, a surprise ending to the film, and Kevin was nice enough to tell people what that was. He revealed the surprise ending.
Well, how cool!
So you go ahead and tell them what that was, too.
They already know, apparently.
No, they don't know. You tell them now. They weren't watching that
night.
There
is such a lovely ending. Yes, it's revealed, of course, that, oddly enough, Bruce Wayne is Batman. And this...
Hey, now, wait a minute.
...comes as a huge shocker.
Yeah,
nobody knew.
When was it that you, your wife, Lucy Webb?
My future ex-wife.
Future ex-wife.
Yeah.
Well... There's a bright note for the in-laws.
No.
Traveled to Italy. Well, that's not recently, was it?
Yeah, yes, it was this summer.
The
film Usual Suspects was at the Cannes Film Festival.
Well, of course it was.
Yes, indeedy. Which is just a great time.
What is that like when you go to Cannes? Is it just
well,
nuts?
You know, it's Euro trash and bad polyester, if I can be honest with you.
Yeah. And every buffet, Roger Ebert is clogging the line, right? Is that what it is?
It's one of these. I love your film. Yeah. But he gave the shrimp a big thumbs up, and I like that.
You know what goes good with those shrimp?
Please tell me. A
couple of Frisky Johnnies. We'll take two over here, please. Light on the lemon.
So we followed up the can thing with driving.
The can thing.
Thing.
How hip a guy are you?
No.
Wow.
I'm trying. We did that film festival.
Yeah.
And then went to Italy, went on a driving tour of Italy. Once before, but briefly.
That's great, isn't it? It's a lovely country.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And the nicest, sweetest, most friendly people.
The people, to my experience, are like big, friendly dogs.
There you go. Who make great food.
Oh,
I don't know how they work
out. It's just wonderful.
Roof with the pasta. You know, it's just... Yeah, so, I mean, it's insanely friendly people. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's still 1945 there, where you can get a fine meal for a box of chocolates and some nylons, you know? Oh, look, here comes Joe, you know? I mean, they're very... They're very pleased to see you. But very passionate people. We're driving, very strange driving in another country, first of all. The information signs, like which exits are coming, come by very quickly. Yeah. Instead of here in America where they like nine times tell you which road is coming up. Over there, it's there it goes, you missed it. And everyone said, you have to bypass Naples. You don't want to go to Naples.
Don't go to Naples. I've heard that myself.
A lot of crime. You're going down to Sorrento, over to Capri. You want to go right past Naples. So I'm, no Naples. And of course, I'm in Naples, yeah. I
missed the sign.
Yeah. It came by. I'm right there in a smack dab of death. And so now I'm determined to get the hell out of Naples. And so we're trying to turn around, and Lucy says, you got to stop, you got to ask, you got to calm down, sure. Ask directions, pull into this little tiny one pump hut of a gas station. This very elderly, sweet Italian man came out who worked there, of course, and I said, mi scusi, dove il Sorrento?
Wow, as close as I could come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so they're impassioned people, and of course his answer was, Lucy said, what did he say? Did you kill his family? What was that? And he said, I said, no, he just said that the Sorrento exit's the next one.
Do a little Carson here.
Apparently, folks, we'll be right back.
There you go. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The movie is called The Usual Suspects, doing great business. Congratulations on another fine film, Kevin. Good to see you again. My thanks also to Hootie and the Blowfish, of course, and Patrick Swayze. And thanks to Charlton Heston